This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a couple of new reports out on tobacco use. Tobacco sales to minors hit an all-time low last year, which is good. The not-so-good report, though, came from the CDC, which said the number of African-American kids smoking cigars is double what it was a couple of years ago. Researchers say they're not exactly sure why that is, but Dan Gorenstein reports now from New Hampshire Public Radio their best guess is price.
Why are black kids puffing all these little cigars? Thomas Glynn at the American Cancer Society says, corner store economics.
Small cigars cost as little as 7 cents each, and meaning $1.40 a pack compared to a pack of cigarettes in a place like, for instance, New York City, where you'll spend $10, $11, or even $12.
The CDC says use among this population climbed between 2009 and 2011. Glynn says that's no coincidence.
Federal excise tax went up $1 in 2009, but it did not include cigar and pipe tobacco.
What's odd is that over the past 2 years, little cigar use has not gone up among Asians, Latinos, or whites. The rapper Snoop Dogg is shilling Executive Branch cigars, the musician's own company. Danny McGoldrick with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says manufacturers have a long history of marketing to African Americans.
When you associate a product, even that most people know is not good for you, is unhealthy, but when you associate it with very popular icons, then you change the affect around that product.
University of Michigan economist Kenneth Warner says tobacco companies see little cigars as a way to grow their business.
Alternatives to cigarettes could well be the direction that the industry is going to move unless regulators decide they're going to treat products like small cigars like cigarettes.
Warner says big tobacco is holding its breath, hoping that doesn't happen. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.